Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. A very happy Monday to everyone listening. We are Jill and Carlene, your fave magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters who deliver what's good in the beauty world. We're always serving up the top breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. And this week we're coming in hot with a very special uninterrupted bonus episode brought to you in partnership with Beyond Miracles. Hey, Carlene.
Hey, girl. Hey. That's right. And not to worry, everyone, we have a brand new episode on Wednesday as well. So we'll be back to regularly scheduled programming. Our guest today is LA-based medical esthetician Crystal Coro, who owns Crystal Clear Skin and Beauty.
Crystal's been featured on TV shows like The Doctors, and Pop Sugar actually gave her the title of Master Esthetician to the Stars. And celebrities like Eva Longoria and Olivia Culpo and Kylie Jenner are clients of hers, and actually even Drake. And
whoa.
I mean, Carlene, that basically means that we are one degree of separation from Drake, because Crystal also gave us facials while we were in Los Angeles, a bespoke facial right in our hotel rooms, no less.
I know. I honestly felt so VIP.
Yes. So in today's episode, we are chatting with Crystal all about the ways to future-proof your skin and reverse past damage. She's going to be sharing with us her very favorite skincare line that she trusts to get results. You're also going to hear about ways to repair your skin from any damage that's been done. And she also talks about this insane body massager tool that's epic for lymphatic drainage. And trust us, you feel like you're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're being buffed in a car wash, and it's incredible. And she tells us her skin saving pillowcase hack. But let's give the people what they want. They want to know about this treatment that we tried. So what is it, Carlene? How would you describe it?
Liquid microneedling. It's Cell Story by Beyond Miracles, and it started out in Korea, then it launched in Europe, and they've been using it for a while, and it's like slow rolling out in North America. It's starts out almost like a cream. And then I feel like it kind of like seeps into your skin, and that's where it creates those channels, if you will, in the skin. And that's what gives you that inflammatory response that you would normally get from a physical needle. It's like kickstarting your skin into healing mode. And it allows other ingredients to penetrate further through those like micro channels that it creates. And it's honestly, it is kind of like a miracle in the sense that it starts out as a cream, but it physically feels like needles on your skin. Like I felt like it was crushed glass on my skin when she was massaging it in. It is quite something.
It's really incredible. And Crystal's going to give us all the specifics on how those micro spears work underneath the skin. But suffice to say, you've never tried anything like this. So there is a professional treatment. That's what we got done. They also have an at-home version. So it's like a little less intense. But basically, it starts out, she puts this cream all over your face and then she massages it in with her fingertips. And I was kind of observing Carlene, and it just looked like any other cream. Like, it doesn't look like anything is happening. But then you're right. It is going deeper into the skin. And when she starts massaging it in, and that's when you feel like,
you know,
I personally felt like it was almost like little if you've ever had microdermabrasion done, you know what those crystals feel like just on the surface of the skin. Mm-hmm. Imagine those broken up into teeny, 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 tiny things, and like they go under your skin and it's like they're being massaged under your skin.
Yeah.
It is quite an interesting sensation.
Oh, it is. And the thing is, there's not like abrasion going on at the surface level. Like,
right.
You don't see kind of the pinprick marks.
Right.
Or like that you would see with microneedling.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's and the treatment itself is very short. She massages the product in. Mm-hmm. Then there's a step where she puts a sheet mask on your face and then uses an LED light. And you're just kind of like laying there and getting, you know, your skin's calming down and cooling. She even put a neck fan on us. Like, hello. Like, I need the neck fan in my life.
Love it.
So I noticed like, it's really, really amazing for like any pigmentation, any acne scarring. My pores were like so refined. I noticed your skin, Carlene, the next day on the mic, like your freaking chin was like transformed because we were under those really hot lights. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, Carlene's skin texture is like different than it was yesterday. It was kind of insane. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone through different phases. And she said that she's like, it takes 28 days for your skin to turn over, your skin cells to turn over. And I did notice different phases of it. So I peeled and you didn't, right?
No, I did not have any peeling. Yeah, interesting. At all.
And I had peeling. And so that was very unique to us. But also, I found that my skin, like the skin on my chin is like its own thing. It really is its own zone. Like I noticed the rest everywhere on my face except for my chin was like gorgeous. I felt like my tone was more clear and even. And I started getting like this more of this like dewier look after like about a week after the peeling and just more refined pores, all of that stuff that you would expect. But like my chin has been lagging. It's like doing its own thing. So this is where I feel like I really want to, like it still hasn't caught up to the rest of my face. And I feel like if my whole face looked like that, I would be like, oh my God, this is everything.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want more now. And I know she recommended it. She's going to talk about this in the show. I think she said she recommends to most people to do it like once a week for 4 weeks. Is that right, Jill?
Yeah.
Twice a year, right?
Yeah. Like a bit of a boot camp or, you know, if you have a special occasion, brides, that kind
of thing. Yeah. But I want to keep going because I feel like my chin's like not done yet. So I'm actually curious to find out, and I don't know if you found out, is this available in Canada at Sula Fass? Because
it is.
Okay.
But
okay.
It is definitely rolling out
to
more places. I definitely would do it again. And I am so chicken, you guys. Like, I've never done microneedling because I can't handle blood. I can't. Like, if anyone were to microneedle me, you'd probably have to knock me out. I'm not joking. like the real deal, or give me a Valium or something. So I was really pleased to know that.
It
was an interesting different sensation, but I was totally okay with it. And it's kind of like, I think, borrowing from that mesotherapy world.
Yes.
Which is very, very popular in European spas. And
which is,
when they're actually putting the ingredients like into your skin, it blurs into like a medi spa, like, you know, you're going in the Alps somewhere. And
so what were your results after, Jill?
My results, I definitely just noticed the refinement of all the pores and texture. It's just like on a different level than using like an AHA or BHA scrub or exfoliating peel pads. I definitely had some dryness, which Crystal mentioned that we would have. Mm-hmm. And I actually got a facial 7 days, not even 7 days later, 5 days later. I went and the Body Shop, actually the lovely people at the Body Shop had set up a facial. It was in my calendar. I'd kind of forgotten about it, but I texted Crystal and I said, can I still go to this? Mm. And she said, oh yeah, absolutely. So that was just all about hydration and massage. And she even did like buccal massage. And let me tell you, after that Friday, it was like my skin was just on a different planet in terms of just hydration, exfoliation. Like I was taking so many pictures of it because I was like, what is happening? Yeah. So I did not have any peeling. I just had dryness. And I think that dissipated after about 4 days. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have any extenuating redness. And just in general, I noticed, yeah, like any acne scarring I had was definitely minimized. Mm-hmm. And I 100% want to do it again.
Yeah, me too, girl. Let's do it. Yeah, and we do have a promo code for the at-home version. You can visit beyond-miracles.com and use our promo code BEAUTY to get 20% off your first purchase. I think that's amazing. Like, such an amazing deal because it does feel like a professional treatment, even though you're doing it at home. Yeah. Jill, you and I, that's an option for us. We could get on our Vanderpump and, you know, let's get the cell story going. So we'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website.
And I can't believe I forgot to mention that I recorded the entire thing of you getting this done. So I am going to put that on our Instagram in the coming days so y'all can see what we're talking about, because I think that really will shed some light. Okay, so let's get into it. Welcome, Crystal.
Hi, I'm Pia Barangini, the creative director of LPA, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a dog mom based in Los Angeles. This is my new podcast, Everything is the Best, where we basically ask interesting people, how did you go from zero to yacht? I'm always curious how the hell people became successful, and I figured you would be too. Get on the internet with me. Let's laugh, let's cry, let's overshare, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Check out new episodes every Wednesday. It's all for you, baby. Thanks for listening. Love you, mean it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Crystal Coro. Last night we had you in our hotel room.
VIP style.
VIP, like we are celebrities. And Carlene was calling you Crystal Coco. So I think maybe that's your
nickname.
Which
I think is so cute.
Yeah, that's your nickname now.
Crystal was like, just go with it. I was like, I don't know why. Just Crystal Coco came to mind. She's like, yes, that's my new name. Anyway.
But we're happy to see you again, bright and early. Yes. And I mean, let's just get to it. How do you think we look after?
It looks like nothing happened. But I truly know that we did some stimulation on your skin cells last night.
Amazing.
So. Yes, amazing. We sure did. So we wanted to ask you, you're a medical esthetician, and I feel like some people might not know. What's the difference between that and kind of a regular facialist a lot of people might go to?
Yeah, I guess it comes down to the schooling. So the type of esthetician school that I took was the Master Accelerated Esthetician Program.
Okay.
It was more geared towards estheticians who wanted to work more in a medical practice, either under a plastic surgeon or a doctor. So we learned a little bit more invasive treatments. And so I kind of knew that's what I wanted because my background was coming. I was a medical assistant and I worked with a plastic surgeon's office. So I knew I just wanted my license to get back into that realm of world because that's what I'm used to.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what introduced me and really just inspired me to dive deeper into getting to know the skin and repairing skin.
Well, let's get into today's topic. We're talking about the best tips ever for future-proofing your face and reversing past skin sins. And I feel like so many people now are much more savvy, you know, and people are starting in their 20s, you know, they're doing preventative Botox, all of that. So aside from that, is there something you wish you could go back and tell your 20-year-old self in terms of how to care for your skin, advice you would give to your younger self, especially when it comes to these professional treatments?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about protecting your skin barrier and making it the healthiest that it could be. One thing I quickly learned when I, you know, started my career was people are not exfoliating properly. So they have lots of buildup. They have a lot of free radical damage on their skin. Mm-hmm. Obviously, wearing sunscreen is the most important thing, especially living in California. But it's never too early to start, you know? I always tell my clients, if you start on a good retinoid at the age of 20, your 30, 40, 50-year-old self will thank you for starting it so young, you know, creating that cellular turnover, stimulating that collagen, and then, you know, really plumping the skin with great vitamin C's and wonderful serums that protect and correct any inflammation that's happening on the skin.
And I do think that's something a lot of younger people do is like, it's the over exfoliation, right?
Absolutely.
It's either they're doing nothing at all
or
they're
too
much. Or they're just going to town.
And nothing irks me more than when they do nothing at all. And they're like, I don't know why I'm breaking out. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, are you exfoliating? And they're like, no, I don't. And I was like, okay, well, but I moisturize and I use a heavy moisturizer. Well, how do you want that moisturizer to really penetrate into the skin if it's just sitting on top of that dead skin layer?
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I was able to teach them how to properly exfoliate for their skin type. If you have combination to oily, acne-prone skin, you want to gear more towards the chemical exfoliants, the acids. If you have non-existent pores and dry skin, you definitely want more of the physical exfoliants.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you're in the middle like me and you have, you know, I have enlarged pores throughout my T-zone, but I'm older, I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
So, and I do consider, I was telling you, myself to have sensitive skin or at least reactive skin.
Yeah.
In the winter, I can definitely feel a lot of burn.
So I would say maybe one day a week use a chemical exfoliant. And then the other, you know, I believe that everyone should be exfoliating at least 2 to 3 times a week.
Right.
So maybe dedicate one day a week for a little pick me up, you know, chemical exfoliant. And then the other days you can use something a little bit more gentler.
Okay.
But we want to constantly be creating that cellular turnover because as we age, our cells slow down. So if you ever look at grandma and grandpa and why their skin is gray and dull and crackly, it's because as we age, our cells are so matured that they don't turn over anymore.
Right.
And so that's the key. Keep it moving.
And I know that a lot of your probably 20-something clients come in to see you for treating acne, but what else are you seeing? Like, what's kind of trending in terms of like what they're asking for that maybe they weren't asking for 5 or 10 years ago?
You know, well, this is not necessarily for skin, but I'm seeing a lot of reversal in filler injectables in teens. So I like that we're reversing all of that because with age, when people have dermal fillers, sometimes they could tend to get puffier and look extremely puffy.
Yeah.
And so they're reversing that. Also, just not wearing makeup as much. I remember people didn't really care about skincare and it was all about makeup and glam and contour, but if you don't have a good foundation base, your makeup won't go on, you know, correctly. And I think that that's what, where people are starting to notice is let's take care of the base foundation first, and then let's maybe wear a tinted sunscreen versus a full coverage foundation.
Right. So we probably need to drop some specifics. What's the, what's the retinol? What's the vitamin C?
My number one go-to medical grade skincare line is Skin Better Science. You know, their sunscreen is so far superior than any other sunscreen I've ever come across. And we work really closely with the Skin Better team and the developers. And I know for a fact that when the Sun Better technology came out, the man who created it has been formulating and perfecting that formula for 25 years.
Okay, that's interesting. Is that the one that's in the compact?
They have different, they have the lotion, it's tinted, and they have the compact, and they also have the smart tone technology where it blurs impurities on the skin.
And it can be used on any skin type?
Any skin type, and even the most sensitive acneic skin.
Yeah. And how about skin tones? Have you seen it like work well for all skin tones?
All skin tones. Okay. And if you do have a darker Fitzpatrick skin tone, then you can, if you don't want any color on your skin, you can just go for the clear.
The transparent one.
It blends in so beautifully.
Okay, love that. Absolutely love that.
And I know Candace Marino.
Yes.
The LA facialist when was on our show. I was going to say, she recommended the vitamin C product and said it's her tippy top fave. And yes, side note, these two are besties. They go down south together. I love to see it on Instagram.
They're probably wearing their Bluestone shields. No, no sun is getting through that. I mean, I still think about when Candace told us that she wears three sunscreens at once.
Oh,
and one day. Sandwiching.
Obsessed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
What else do you think?
I mean, it all depends on what they're, you know, if they are breaking out, definitely a good retinoic acid.
Yes.
I would recommend the Alpharet Clearing from Skin Better because it has, you know, clearing ingredients to attack the breakouts, but while also anti-aging. If you have a lot of redness, rosacea, a good stabilized antioxidant serum, vitamin C, to really kind of help push down that inflammation.
So when people are younger in their 20s, you know, they're not really dealing with those first signs of aging quite yet. I wonder what you think are things that they should watch out for that can negatively impact their skin, aside from daily, you know, the sun and all that.
Yeah. If there is one thing I can educate them is change your pillowcases very often. Make sure you're really double cleansing your face and exfoliating. When people don't exfoliate, nothing really tends to work. And, you know, just create a healthier skin barrier. So exfoliation, moisturizing the skin. A lot of people think that since they're oily, they don't use moisturizers. And that kind of contraindicates what they're doing, you know, and your cells just kind of realize that there's no moisture on the barrier. So your sebaceous glands kind of speed up and produce more oil.
Yeah.
So you want a kind of water-based moisturizer to really moisturize the skin and neutralize your pH levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how often do you change your pillowcase?
Oh, I'm kind of a freak. I'll sleep one night on the one side. I'll flip it over and then I have four others. So I kind of keep rotating that by the end of the week, when it's time to change all my pillowcases, I've only slept on brand new sides.
Yeah. Obsessed.
Pillow cycling.
Yes.
Hashtag pillowcase cycling.
But I've never heard that term. I love that.
I just made it up. You can have
satin
it.
Satin or silk or cotton?
What's... So satin or silk. Yeah. I sleep on a pillow that's called Save My Face Pillow. I'm a side sleeper, unfortunately. Yeah. I've tried to change this habit, but I just wake up on my side or kind of on my face.
Okay.
So this pillow kind of has a half donut opening so that it puts all the pressure on my ear, but doesn't smush my face.
Okay.
So I'm kind of preserving. And then I also sleep with these silicone chest pads.
Oh, yes.
Because I've been noticing that I'm getting these little wrinkles.
What are those?
They're called a SIO or something? SIO or no?
Yes. So they're medical grade silicone that sticks on your skin. And they're actually really hydrating and healthy for the skin. But it prevents your skin from bunching and creating
accordion
those fine
chest.
Lines. Yes.
Okay, we're going to link to that. So now on to repairing skin sins. So I come into you. What are you going to give me in your signature facial?
I am a gadget queen. I have always been a gadget queen in my treatments. And, you know, doing a light enzymatic exfoliation to brighten the skin and lots of oxygen infusion. I would put you under the Astrodome to really oxygenate the skin. And then, of course, you know, a really great lymphatic massage using my Faceify wand or, you know, just my hands, because, you know, we can achieve really amazing results just with your hands and not necessarily all the modalities, but it just gives you more of that accelerated, enhanced look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She is a gadget queen, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. When she did the treatment, which we're going to talk about very soon, we're leaving you in suspense. The device she used. So instead of, you know how when something's sitting and settling on your skin, instead of giving like an arm or hand massage, no. It was this big body buffer. It looked like something that you would use in a car wash. It looks like a big headlight. And then, or what do you call it?
Or like
a
body
floor
buffer.
You know, like a floor buffer where it's round and it goes round and round. It was like that on the legs and around the knees. And it was heavenly. And it's for lymphatic.
It's for lymphatic, you know, blood circulation. It's so gentle, even on like injuries. If you have like a ligament injury, you want that circulation. And you can control how heavy the pressure that you apply. It just feels like a heavenly, like vibrating massage.
I like that because it's flat when you do it, as opposed to the guns where it's like,
oh my gosh,
ow.
And you have to avoid more bonier areas like your knees or your shins.
It just bounces off.
And it's so great on the knees. And we neglect the knees. And my favorite part is the bottom of the feet.
Oh, yeah.
Some people who are ticklish may think it's a little too much, but it's actually my purest joy when I move down to the bottom of the feet and I like to look at their expression.
Yeah.
If they're going to crack a smile under the dome and I can tell that they're truly enjoying it. And that really just makes the experience just a lot
more. I can imagine
more.
Those New York Fashion Week girlies when you set up your shop in your hotel, they must have been just like, thank you.
I've
been walking around heels all day.
Yeah.
So what's the name of that
gadget? So it's a body buffer by BFF Pro. It's amazing.
That.
I've been using that tool in my treatments and I also retail them because once people feel it, they're like, I want it. How can I get it? You know?
So Crystal, I think it's time to talk about the in-office treatment that you're one of the first in North America to offer. So it's essentially microscopic liquid needles derived from freshwater grown sponges to create channels in the skin for ingredient penetration. And I understand that it's clinically proven and uses what's known as microspear technology, which is said to be 20 times finer than a microneedling stamp. And it requires no numbing, there's no blood, physical needles, or downtime in order to achieve the same or better results as traditional microneedling. So tell us everything.
So it's Beyond Miracle Cell Story. It's from Korea. It was, it's been around since 2013, and it's really popular in Europe. And of course, we're always the last to get the most amazing, innovative technologies. Yeah. But this truly is innovative because they took hydrolyzed crystal spheres from freshwater sponge, and they put them through a 13-step purification process where they coat the spheres with three different growth factors, amino acids. So it's kind of like a PRP treatment with no needles, no numbing, no pinpoint bleeding, and little to barely any downtime, maybe just a little redness and a little flakiness.
Yeah. So it's basically, just to describe, because I had it last night. So it starts out as like a cream kind of thing that you dotted all over my face.
Yes.
And then you were massaging it into my face. And it, what it felt like was like, well, actually, we know how many, 50,000, like tiny, tiny shards of glass being pressed into my skin.
And it sounds a lot worse than I feel like it really is, right?
Well, Jill has a different pain tolerance.
Yeah, I would say it's like a slight discomfort, but if you can tolerate a microdermabrasion, you can absolutely tolerate this. Yes. I actually thought that it felt very much like microdermabrasion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were saying it's not as painful as regular microdermabrasion.
Just the numbing process. Like, do you know how annoying it is to have your skin numbed?
Yeah.
That alone is kind of annoying. But then you have this loud machine
right
in your ear and you're like, oh my God, how many needles are like actually digging into my skin? This, we were gently pressing the spheres into the skin.
Yeah.
And it created that microscopic injury that we want to happen so that we can repair damaged skin cells.
Yeah.
So that's what is so amazing about Beyond Miracles is it's great for the people that are afraid of, you know, the vampire facials. Yes. That's where the name came about, because it's, you see blood, you see pinpoint blood.
So no blood last night,
no
guys.
Blood no blood whatsoever. And I actually did it on my bare hands and I couldn't feel the spheres because my my cells on my hands are much thicker. So we were able to really just kind of dive deep into your cellular level. And it's an 8-step treatment that we prep the skin with growth factors and the amino acids. And really, that's what is remarkable, because it repairs any post-inflammatory pigmentation, melasma, fine lines and wrinkles if you have large pores and texture. And also acne. We've been taught not to do microneedling on active acne, but the ingredients that are in Beyond Miracles really help repair cystic inflamed acne. Now, Jill, you did have a little fear.
I had a
How
little
do you
friend
feel today.
I said to Carlene when I got up this morning that it was much more flat.
Yes.
It was like after the Beyond Miracles treatment, it was like it absorbed the gunk that was never going to come to the surface that I would have had this sticking around for months.
Yeah.
And so I noticed immediately pretty much like my texture was more refined. And yeah, that's just what, 12 hours ago.
I know.
So I want to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see? So it's so, it has been a huge staple in my treatments. It's, it's become about 40% of my
incredible
revenue in treatments right now. And people are loving it. And so the professional line has 50,000 microspheres.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great is if you can't come in and get a professional treatment from someone, then you can purchase the at-home system kit, which is the Miracle Talks. And that has 10,000 microspheres. Mm-hmm. So you're still getting that, you know, stimulation.
Right.
But in the comfort of your own home, it is the at-home system is a lot more cost friendlier as well. And it's just great to always, you know, do a little pick me up at home if you can't go in and see your esthetician.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. I mean, the before and after photos are remarkable. I have had clients come in by the second week crying in tears with joy because of how this treatment is responding, or how their skin is responding to this treatment.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is kind of what you were saying about it coming from K-Beauty.
Yes.
That's the end result that everybody in K-Beauty wants, the glass skin.
And no pigmentation.
Yeah.
Like very clear. And you were saying, I thought it was quite funny because normally I'm afraid of inflammation as a sensitive, reactive girly. So you were like, yes, your skin's getting redder. It's getting redder. It looks like you have a sunburn all over your face. And I was like, this is a good thing. And it was like starting to feel hot. Mm-hmm. And you had said, no, that's what you want. You want to trigger that self-healing
response.
Yeah. That's going to get those cells like alive, popping.
Yep, and those raisin cells to plump grapes.
Exactly. And it's funny because as you said, I can still, if I press on my skin today, I could still feel the little, and you said that's like 72 hours.
Yeah, so your body will naturally kind of metabolize it. So I feel like the spheres continue to work even after.
Yeah.
And now that we are having all that collagen stimulation, when doing treatments like this, this is why lasers and chemical peels are so popular, and the results are remarkable because they're injuring the skin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, because you are one of the first people to offer this, if someone were to go in and ask for this treatment, approximately how much would it cost?
So I charge
$425. Okay.
And if someone really like, so I have all my brides doing it.
Oh.
I call it like a cell story bridal boot camp.
Okay.
And I have them do 4 treatments in a row.
Like how often?
1 week apart.
Okay.
Because we want to really injure the skin, let it heal, injure it again.
Yep.
That's just for the accelerated
result,
you know? Or you can just do them once a month or once every 3 months, wherever your finances allow you and your schedule allows it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to do a pick-me-up treatment like this just to really stimulate those damaged cells and stimulate collagen.
Okay. But usually you were saying a course of maybe 4 treatments, over 4 weeks, like twice a year, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing you mentioned is that regular microneedling would cost almost twice as much.
Yes.
Which I think I got to be conscious. I'm here for you guys. I'm here for you guys, just so you know. But I thought it was interesting that apparently Tinx is a big fan.
Oh, and she said
she posted about it.
Her skin. It really does target the, you know, inflammatory erythema that we get from either a blemish that can linger for months, you know, on, and no matter what you're doing at home. Once we go in and we, you know, kind of implement those spheres, it creates this healing response where it goes in and breaks up that pigmentation, that erythema, and it starts to heal and repair. So that's where it's truly transformative.
Yeah. We just got asked the other night in our Uber, what can I do for hyperpigmentation, like post acne on dark skin? And it's really tricky. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It works on all skin tones, right?
It works on all skin tones.
Yeah. And I just want to clarify for everybody, when we're talking about spears, it's spelled S-P-E-A-R. Can you talk to me very quickly about the wrinkle, what you've noticed, like if someone is like deep wrinkles on their forehead or whatever, about like more of an aging tack?
If you don't want your fine lines and wrinkles to get deeper, I highly recommend to do baby Botox to stop the muscle from contracting and foremost. Then you get on a retinoid because that's going to really help create that cellular turnover and soften fine lines and wrinkles. Now, if you have those wrinkles deeply embedded, that's where treatments like cell story, chemical peels, lasers reverse all those deep-seated wrinkles that are already embedded in the skin. Skin is like paper. If you take a beautiful flat piece of paper and you wrinkle it, and then you try to smooth it out, those creases will still be there.
Yeah.
No matter how much Botox you get. But to reverse those creases is where treatments like, you know, Cell Story and the Miracle Tox at home will really kind of soften and stimulate that collagen.
Okay. Love it.
So you can get the baby Botox, which of course is less cc's of Botox, but more often?
Just to kind of, you know, get into
baby
that
steps.
Habit.
Now, you're a gadget girly. We talked about that.
Yes.
And you actually developed one.
I did.
And apparently Eva Longoria is a fan.
Yes.
Okay. What is this?
So I truly believe it's one of the first multifunctional wands that have 5 different modalities, all built in one wand. It was during COVID where we were scared. We didn't know when I was going to be able to touch faces again. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to create something where my clients could use in the comfort of their own home and really bring that professional spa-like treatment in the comfort of their own home. But what's fascinating is also a lot of estheticians use this wand in the treatment room now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been so beautiful to see it grow and see other offices carry Facify. But it's basically a multifunctional wand that has three different options of cleansing options. We have bristles built into the actual body. Mm-hmm. There's two different attachments, a flat silicone attachment, kind of like an updated version of the Clarisonic. Right. And it has a thermal conductive end for a soothing, warming eye treatment. Mm-hmm. But the main attraction is the lymphatic attachment.
Yeah, those little balls that go round that and round.
Go round and round. And it basically performs, you know, so it replaces like your jade roller or your gua sha mm-hmm. or the ice roller, because you can keep that attachment in the fridge and keep it really cold. Mm. And it just basically performs a professional massage, all without you just not having to do anything except glide it, you know, side to side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's been really great. We were featured in People magazine as skin tools that actually truly work. So that was really great. And I launched it less than 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, it's called Facify. We're going to link to it on our website. And I think before we let you go, we want to get some budget tips. You know, when it comes to gadgets, like a skin tool, again, you know them all. Mm-hmm. What would be a tip, or even skincare, again, prevention, all of it? What would be your tip for the budget minded among us?
Yeah. I mean, so look, you invest whatever you're able to invest in, right? My main tip is consistency. Mm-hmm. You can go buy all the skincare tools, and if they're from $25 to $1,000, if you don't use them, it won't really work on mm-hmm. you. You mm-hmm. know, you can even use your fingers, and if you manually massage, that'll work, and you'll see a difference in, you know, your face being less inflamed and your mm-hmm. your jawline being more sculpted and chiseled. It's all about consistency. You had asked me last night what my thoughts were about this other tool. And I said it works if you use
it. It's the new face, guys. Yes. The new face.
Yeah. So if you use it every night for 5 minutes, you truly will see the results. So it's all about consistency.
Mm-hmm. Not 2 to 3 times a week, though, guys.
Yeah. You know, every but that's night. Still better than nothing. But if you really want those fast driven results.
Right.
Try to gear towards more medical grade products and use your tools every day. Consistency. Yeah,
got it. Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been amazing. So thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom, all your tips.
Thank you so much.
And where can everybody find you? Like on Instagram?
Yeah. So my handle is pretty long and there's underscores in between every word. It's Crystal Clear Skin and Beauty with underscores in between.
Okay.
And I am located in Beverly Hills on Bedford. And then I have a location in Newport Beach as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody amazing. Follow Crystal. Thank you so much.
And thank you. This was my first podcast.
Oh my
I hope
gosh.
I did it.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yes, thank you absolutely you. Did. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.